Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, they're not just calling it the big, beautiful bill. I think better yet, it's the big, beautiful deportation bill. I saw a few people sending this out via X over the weekend. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of them. This one comes from David Pollack at David Pollack USA. The big, beautiful bill, this was shared by the Trump War Room, by the way. The big, beautiful bill equals big, beautiful deportations. This one came in a couple of nights ago, so hopefully some of these numbers are not dated based on the action that took place over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. But David Pollack writes this historic legislation will fund 1 million plus annual deportations, hire 10,000 plus new ICE agents, build the border wall, ban illegals from food stamps and Medicaid, tax remittances sent abroad, detain up to 100,000 illegals daily. Even Biden's allies admit this bill unleashes ICE like never before. Congress must pass it. America demands it. That's what David Pollack shared on the 17th. That afternoon, that would have been Saturday afternoon. And then 8 hours ago, he says one step closer. Now, of course, obviously, with the midst of this big, beautiful deportation bill advancing, there are still cuts that need to be made. There's still some DOGE identified cuts that need to be made permanent as well, instead of just kicking that down the road. But nonetheless, big progress made over the weekend on that front. Speaking of budgets and taxes and more, this might be slightly dated now. I need to see what the latest is on the whole SALT deal. Let's see the fact that basically you've got some of the New York Republicans in Congress are trying to get a break on their New York taxes, but they're trying to use the federal tax code and your taxpayer dollars to give New Yorkers a break on their state income taxes. And so there was a congressman, let's see, who was it? Nick LaLota, who had sent out a tweet about this over the weekend. And Montana's Senator Tim Sheehy had a great post in reply to that. He says, raising taxes on every state in America so rich guys in blue states can write off their property taxes is terrible policy. If blue states don't like high taxes, they need to vote red. No more grandstanding. Time to deliver on the Trump agenda. And yeah, I shared that and said this as well. If New Yorkers need a break on state taxes, New Yorkers should vote for better state government. And if New York Democrats love high taxes, then why do New York Democrats think they need a special break on their federal taxes? Just makes sense all around. Okay, let's see. We got a lot to talk about here this morning. Jimmy Failla, man, he was hilarious on Saturday night. I could use a different soundbite each hour from Failla today.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll continue to see lots of clouds and occasional sunshine from time to time as we head through our forecast. Also, areas of rain off and on. Temperatures remain unseasonably cool, but we do have a warm-up for the second half of the work week, bringing temperatures a little closer where they should be for this time of the year. Lots of clouds today with areas of rain, high of 53. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Securing America.
U.S. military commanders will be instructed to identify troops in their units who are transgender or have a diagnosis of gender dysphoria. The latest move aimed at fulfilling President Trump's order to remove trans service members from the military. After the Supreme Court lifted a hold on the military's plan to separate trans troops, the department says about 1,000 service members have volunteered to leave. While the legal fight over the trans ban works its way through the courts, some trans service members say they just want to serve. serve. Stacy Wiley's partner, Lindell Wiley, is an Air Force service member stationed in Germany who has served the military for 17 years and is just 3 years away from retiring with full benefits.
My partner is a two-time combat veteran, and we worked really hard to get this close to retirement, and we wanted to fight tooth and nail until the end.
Active duty trans troops have until June 6th to voluntarily identify themselves, while National Guard and Reserves have until July 7th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's start with some good news, some Montana first good news. You guys remember this big swing and a miss from the Biden Interior Department? We should have Caden do his best umpire voice here on this one. Yeah, a swing and a miss, but now play ball. Great news for the Glacier Range Riders in Kalispell. Do you guys remember this story? So, and by the way, you talk about a big, beautiful bill. That is a big, beautiful baseball park, baseball stadium in Kalispell. Caden, have you been to the baseball stadium in Kalispell, just north of Kalispell, between Kalispell and Whitefish, where the Glacier Range Riders play? You know, the Billings Mustangs have a beautiful field. Dealer Park there. It really is. That's a beautiful baseball field. You know, downtown Billings and nice view of the rims and just fun just sitting out there. You don't even have to watch the game. You can just kick back and just enjoy sitting out there. But that Glacier Range Riders, their stadium is absolutely incredible. We were actually on the pitching mound last summer. Congressman Jim Jordan did a big rally alongside Congressman Ryan Zinke. And I got to be the MC for that event last August, I think it was. It was the day after the Trump rally in Bozeman, because I was already heading to the Flathead anyway. And then I started getting word that Donald J. Trump was going to be visiting Bozeman. And I was like, whoop, looks like I'm going to take I-90 to get up there, I-90, then I-93, instead of taking the back roads along the Rocky Mountain front, because we hit the Trump rally late Friday night, and then boom, there we were. I was on the pitcher's mound at the stadium with Congressman Jim Jordan and crew. But yeah, you remember this? So after a swing and a miss from the Biden Interior Department, oh, I forgot, we're not supposed to say anything bad about the Biden administration right now. Nothing but virtue signaling sympathy. That's it. You can't say anything bad. If you guys didn't hear the big news about Joe Biden, everybody's got to clutch their pearls and virtue signal and pretend to be so virtuous. You can only say nice things about Joe Biden now because of his latest diagnosis. Are you kidding me? We're the people who have been expressing concern for Joe Biden and family. We're the ones who've been saying, I can't believe they're putting Joe Biden through this, embarrassing him and us on the national stage, given his medical condition. But now that Joe Biden's got another serious medical condition, nope. Don't talk about the books that just came out. Don't you dare criticize any of the shenanigans that took place during the Biden administration regime. Anyway, back to this story here. Yeah, swing and a miss from the Biden Interior Department. The federal government, though, is now dropping its lawsuit against the Glacier Range Riders baseball team in Kalispell. Montana's Western District Congressman and former Trump Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke shared the news. Great day for the Range Riders, the previous administration's weaponization of the federal government against Kalispell's family-owned minor league baseball team was the worst case of federal overreach I've seen. I've been on their side fighting the feds on this every step of the way. I'm glad to see this case has been dropped and the Range Riders can get back to what they do best, winning games and giving families a great summertime activity. But yeah, if you miss, we had the story back in April of 2024 with this headline. Nuts. Biden Interior Department is suing a baseball team in Montana. And remember, John Tester's buddies. Oh, boy. His buddy, Deb Haaland, was the Secretary of Interior at the time. And then his buddy, the eco-terrorist Tracy Stone Manning, was the head of the Bureau of Land Management. So he was a big part of the Biden Interior Department. And they sued a baseball team in Montana under John Tester's reign. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So what the lawsuit was about, for those of you who don't remember, is if you've seen the Glacier Range Riders logo, it's an arrowhead symbol. Lots of arrowhead symbols, not only in the military, but in sports, right? And it's because of the incredible respect that we have for Native Americans and for warriors, right? So they've got this arrowhead symbol with RR for range riders written on it. And the Biden Interior Department sued because they claimed that people wouldn't be able to figure out the difference between that logo and the National Park Service logo. Such a joke. Not only was Zinke weighing in against this absurd lawsuit by the Biden administration last year, it also caught the attention of Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman. She's great. And last spring, I was chatting with her and asked if she had heard about this logo dispute between the Biden Interior Department and a baseball team in Kalispell. And she said, quote, "It shows you that we are being governed right now by unserious people. And it also demonstrates that they have far too much time on their hands and far too much money to spend." Exactly right. This, which is why we need to work to make more of these Doge cuts permanent, these Doge identified spending cuts permanent, because that's what happens when this federal government has too much of your money and when you have people in charge of it, like the people that were in charge of the last 4 years, is they start targeting and weaponizing the American people. I mean, they even weaponized a baseball team. You don't weaponize a baseball team. There's no crying in baseball. There's no weaponizing baseball. The Biden regime said, hold my beer and hot dog at the ballpark and watch this. But, yeah, I've got that story on our Montana Talks website right now. Yeah, Caden says he hasn't been up to that baseball stadium in Kalispell. Man, you got to get up there. You got to get up there, man. It's awesome. Absolutely beautiful. The mountains, you know, you can see Big Mountain right there, and the ski runs off in the short distance. And man, what a cool spot. And it's so cool to be there with Congressman Jim Jordan at the time. He told some great stories about Donald Trump and more. Okay, Gordon Chang, we caught up with him. Maybe we'll share some of that audio with you this hour of the show, or maybe next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Let's think outside the box for a minute about the future of transportation. 40,000 people die in vehicle crashes every year. Suppose we could cut that drastically. How? Driverless cars. Imagine for one moment a world where crashes were avoided. What would that mean? It would mean that we could have different kinds of vehicles. Smaller, lighter, more efficient, cheaper, more aerodynamic. We don't need airbags and huge bumpers. Lower fuel costs and lower insurance rates. The cheapest ones might be repaired the way we fix computers today, by replacing them with new ones. Lighter vehicles would call us less wear and tear on roads. We could use the same roads, garages, and parking lots we have today, but they could serve a lot more volume. Is this really so far-fetched? There are plenty of details to be worked out, like how we move things like freight and big families. Things like buses and commuter trains might become dinosaurs, but getting people to accept it might be easier than you think, especially if it costs a fraction of what we pay today. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Democratic Illinois Representative Sean Casten was giving constituents from his suburban Chicago district a tour of the Capitol when word came that the new Pope, Leo XIV, was from the Windy City. Quote, "We'll finally get some good hot dogs at the Vatican," said Casten. The Pope is a partisan of the Chicago White Sox, but that was far from clear at the moment the news broke. I asked the constituents whether they thought the new Pope pulled for the Cubs or the White Sox. Half said the Pale Hose. After all, they were Southsiders. The other half exclaimed the Cubs. Larry Gorey from Downers Grove, Illinois, said he hoped the Pope would be what he called a liberal. His wife, Rochelle Gorey, said that her grandparents would be very happy. She noted that they were practicing Catholics and would be thrilled about the news. The family said they hoped that the Pope would come back to Chicago at some point, and they added that they had a guest room at their home. But the late Pope Francis never returned to his house in Argentina once he became Pope in 2013. And Larry Gorey said he hoped the Pope from Chicago would export deep dish pizza to the Vatican. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, state and national agriculture groups are condemning the recent announcement that a rewilding advocate with close ties to Colorado Governor Polis is the sole finalist to lead the state land board. With more, here's our network's Rachel Gable, who broke the story on Friday.
Rose Marino has been chosen as the director of the agency that is the state's second largest landowner, with 2.8 million surface acres and 4 million mineral estate acres. The next regularly scheduled public board meeting is June 11th and 12th in Denver. Because the state legislature has adjourned, Rose Marino will not face Senate confirmation until next year. She is currently the governor's policy advisor for wildlife, agriculture, and rural economic development. She's a board member of the Rewilding Institute's Rewilding Leadership Council and founded the Southern Plains Land Trust, of which she is the executive director. She was previously a scientist with Wild Earth Guardians. According to a paper she authored, public lands in the Southern Great Plains are insufficient to preserve biodiversity as they are broadly utilized for livestock grazing and energy development, as well as the wildlife being often heavily hunted on public and private lands alike. She said large-scale private refuges are vital to prevent the conversion of native grasslands to crop agriculture, energy development, and other land uses that would irreversibly alter short grass prairie plant communities. Colorado Cattlemen's Association executive Aaron Spahr said grazing isn't a problem to fix. It's a tool that works. Well-managed livestock grazing supports healthy soils, water, wildlife habitat, and fire mitigation. It keeps land productive and resilient. Undermining or removing ag use from these lands, she said, would harm both the land and the trust it's meant to serve. For the Fence Post Magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel. Now, Public Lands Council President and Colorado rancher Tim Canterbury said that putting a radical activist in charge of the state land board isn't good governance. It's political activism in its worst form. Certainly something other Western states should pay very close attention to. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Hi, Montana farmers and ranchers. This is Montana Farm Bureau President Cindy Johnson. Ready to ignite your passion for Montana agriculture? Join us for the Montana Farm Bureau Summer Conference June 9 through 11 at Fairmont Hot Springs. We'll have incredible speakers and vital advisory committee meetings diving into everything from precision agriculture to taxes and membership. Young Farmer and Rancher Day kicks off on Monday, and there'll be educational tours and a golf tournament. Don't miss this chance to learn and connect. Check it out and register today at msbs.org.
This branding season, let Western Ranch Supply lend a helping hand with one of our popular cap tables. We carry a full selection from industry leaders like Foremost, Filson, Cow Country, Rupp, and the new hydraulic MJE table. From traditional to hydraulic, these cap tables are tough and durable, not to mention easy to use for operators and safe for your calves. Stop by our stores in Billings or Great Falls or visit westernranchsupply.com. Western Ranch Supply, your branding headquarters.
Well, on Friday, a reconciliation package with lots of farm bill goodies in it stalled in a House Budget Committee. The package meant to extend and expand on the 2017 tax cuts included provisions to improve the farm safety net. However, it also cut spending on programs like Medicaid and SNAP. So it's back to the drawing board. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, thanks, Russell, for that report. And, yeah, very important for us here in Montana to keep an eye on what's going on down in Colorado and the leftist state that has become, because that's exactly what Montana Democrats want to turn Montana into. Not just California, but in some ways they're saying that Colorado is trying to become even more far to the left than California. All right, let's get to the big Biden news here over the weekend. First, President Trump sent out. Let me pull this right up here. I haven't gone through all my show prep yet here, but yeah, if you haven't heard the news, big book comes out about Joe Biden and how everybody was covering up for his obvious medical/cognitive decline that everybody saw on full display, right? for several years, going back even before the 2020 November elections.
But now the news came out over the weekend that not only does Joe Biden have cancer, it's stage four cancer that spread to his bones, even here. President Donald J. Trump went to Truth Social immediately upon hearing the news, saying, quote, "Melania and I are saddened to hear about Joe Biden's recent medical diagnosis. We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." And I shared that via X here this morning as well. But that was shared about 14 hours ago on the Trump War Room via X. But yeah, not only did you have this big book that came out, that, you know, all these books, though, not one, just a bunch of books that are now coming out where all these staffers are saying, hey, yeah, everybody's talking about the big cover up and how the media went right along with it about, you know, covering up Joe Biden's very obvious decline. Peter Ducey, Fox News White House correspondent, of course, he covered the Biden White House. But let's see, he's got a report. Hopefully this one isn't a double tap. Hopefully you don't hear the same report here on the Fox News update in just a second. But here's Peter Ducey's report talking about Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis news over the weekend.
The first ever email we received from a newly formed Biden personal office was about this cancer diagnosis. Part of their note said he was diagnosed with prostate cancer characterized by a Gleason score of 9 with metastasis to the bone. While this represents a more aggressive form of the disease, the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. President Trump's reaction to that: Melania and I are saddened to hear about Joe Biden's recent medical diagnosis. We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery.
All right, there you go. That's the Ducey report. Now, Matt Walsh, you guys know Matt Walsh. He's with the DailyWire.com. He had the incredible documentary on What is a Woman, and then also the comedic follow-on to that, Am I Racist? He tore in to this whole story, and he believes that this yet again is another example of a cover-up. And how could he be this far along? And now we're just finding out. So we'll talk about that more in 60 seconds. But Matt Walsh had to say on X. He says, "This is the most cynical thing I've ever seen in American politics. It's astounding, truly. Biden has stage four cancer." He says, "There is no way in hell they just caught it now. They knew it, probably for years, and lied to the American people. And then they waited until 2 days before a book comes out about the cover-up of his mental decline so that they could change the subject and quiet all the criticism in the name of compassion for a sick man. The whole thing is so transparent. These people are evil beyond words." That's what Matt Walsh had to say last night, looking at the time stamp on this post on X. John Jackson, by the way, pointed to another story that came out here over the past couple of days. I think it was Axios Media had gotten the exclusive. They got a hold of the what's called the Her tapes with Biden now, hit that audio being unveiled for the first time. So we'll talk about that as well here. Stephen Ballantyne, first off, your thoughts. Good to hear from you.
Morning, Aaron. Yeah, my thoughts are maybe they should have put more interest in his health versus trying to wash a bunch of American money and put it in their own little bank accounts. And maybe they should have concentrated on his health instead of letting all the illegals come into this country. You know, Aaron, I have it once a year. It's a stupid, simple blood test. You don't have to fast for it, not for your PCA. You don't have to be fast for it. It's just a blood test. They could have been doing a blood test on him once a month to make sure it didn't get to, like, stage four, okay, or caught it really, really early. So, yes, you're exactly right. I think it's been there. And I think they covered it all up because, like I said, a simple little blood test a month, and they could have caught it a lot earlier. So it's probably been around for a while.
Well, look, the broader point, yeah, thanks for the call, Steve, is they lied about his health, and they lied about the health of the country.
and they undermine the health of the country. Now, did they undermine the personal health of Joe Biden in the process as well by just using him to prop him up in that position so that other people could run the show, so that the Biden family could profit off of? I mean, yeah, it's just, it's sickening, frankly. The lack of concern, the lack of regard they had for this elderly man, but even more importantly, the lack of regard, the lack of concern they had for this young country and this young republic and what they did to this country in those 4 years. Let's see, coming up after the break, we'll get to Tim in Billings. We'll get his thoughts on this whole story developing as well. Plus, I'll tell you what John Jackson, the Joker from X, had to say about the her audio tapes. And we've got some of the audio we can share with you as well. 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well right now. And then, but first up, your Montana State News Network update.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Man, I was just like, I just printed up a screenshot of John Jackson's tweet. Where did I put it? Oh, it's right in front of me. Typical dad move, typical husband move. You're looking for something, you don't know where it's at, and then your wife comes over. It's right in front of you. Here we go. All right, here we go. John Jackson, the Joker from X, had this to say. And I would add, by the way, this tweet was posted the day before the news of Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis was revealed publicly. But then again, hey, that really doesn't matter anyway. Look, if they're trying to use this whole thing as a distraction and as a cover-up on top of a cover-up on top of a cover-up on top of a cover-up, then don't let them proceed with the cover-up. So the Hur tapes, you guys remember when the special counsel, Robert Hur, that was his first name, right? He interviewed Joe Biden. And remember, they only released the transcripts of that interview. They refused to release the audio of that interview because they didn't want you to see and hear, once again, just how bad of condition and shape that Joe Biden was in. Because they knew, and they've been covering it up every single step of the way. John Jackson, after the Hur audio tapes were revealed by Axios, he said this: the Hur tapes of Grandpa Biden reveal not only that he was a senile old nursing home patient, but that he had an aide in the room with him during the testimony just to help him along with basic facts about his life. Everything we said about him for 4 years was true. Everything the communists said was a lie. Seems like a pattern. Let's go to Tim in Billings next up on the phone lines. Tim, your thoughts. Thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron. In typical liberal fashion, they just get news. They're digging a hole for themselves. And when there was some damning news about Joe Biden or anything having to do with the communist scumbag Marxist Democrats out there, all of a sudden they drop another story on the news cycle and media will gladly run and carry the water for them and make this the biggest story. So this is their little ace in the hole. And as much as you may hate the media and the government, you don't hate them enough because they're dirtbags and scumbags, and they will lie, cheat, and steal and try to take every penny you have and steal every freedom you have. And that's all I have to say about that.
All right. I like the Bubba Gump closing there, and that's about all I have to say about that. That was the Forrest Gump closure, I think. It was Bubba who said, that's about it, but it was Forrest who said, and that's about all I have to say about that. All right, Tim, great to hear from you. Yeah, I think it's so transparent to the American people what's going on here. You know, the Montana Republicans would always complain. They would say this was one of the things that former Democrat Governor Brian Schweitzer, and, you know, working hand in hand with, of course, the Democrat
liberal media here in Montana is whenever there was a bad story for the Democrats, that's when they would release a bigger story to get that story out of the news. And that certainly seems like that's behind the timing of all of this. Laura Loomer, she actually shared, who was it, Kat out in eastern Montana, who shared this on X, the post from Laura Loomer. It was like sometime, was it last year or was it even earlier than that? Laura Loomer said, guys, I told you, I reported on X that Joe Biden had a medical emergency on Air Force One. And, you know, Air Force One has a whole suite of medical capabilities on it. She said, guys, I told you that he had this medical emergency. And so she is also arguing that this has been covered up for quite some time now. All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Let me see. Speaking of, yeah, here we go. Hugh Hewitt, conservative radio host. I think he's now actually working with Fox, I think, because Hugh Hewitt, he's not doing his morning show anymore on the radio, but now he's got to deal with Fox and more. But he was on One Nation with Brian Kilmeade on Fox News. Here's what Hugh Hewitt had to say about, you know, the Democrats and the Biden cover-up. And I think this is about more than the cancer story that came out over the weekend.
There are some smart Democrats. They should get in a room. They ought to come out together and do a mea culpa. The 25th Amendment failed. We failed you in telling you how incapacitated the president was, and we are sorry. And now we're going to move forward by doing a couple of important things. And I think, Brian, the most important thing they have to do is have a sister soldier moment with somebody that everybody in America is coming around to hate, teachers unions. And they ought to say to the, we're breaking with the teachers unions. We're going to be for your kids. We're going to be for getting back the last year and a half that we locked them out of school. We made a mistake there as well. We're going to push them out of the party, and we're going to move not to the center. That's asking too much. But we're going to go back to being liberals, not leftists. And I really hope it works, Brian, because if it doesn't, we're going to be stuck with an AOC-led Democratic Party in 2028 that will lead to a disaster for the Democratic Party. And the country has actually benefited by two parties at work.
All right, so one of the names that Hugh Hewitt mentioned was Van Jones, and how, hey, Democrats need to just come out and say, look, it was a cover-up. Yeah, we all know it. And here's what we're going to do to rectify the situation. Well, speaking of Van Jones, thedailycaller.com has this story, quote, crime against this republic. That's a quote from Van Jones. CNN's Van Jones says Democrats will, quote, pay for a long time for the Biden cover-up. Thanks to our producer, Caden, for snagging this article, snagging the audio here. Yeah, Biden's decline and its cover-up have been major news topics ahead of the release of a book on the subject titled Original Sin by CNN anchor Jake Tapper and Axios reporter Alex Thompson. When Tapper asked on State of the Union how Jones felt after reading an advance copy of the book, here is a part of what Van Jones had to say.
First, this book is extraordinary. I don't care who you are, left, right, or otherwise. Anybody who cares about this country and about just the dynamics of power, this is the emperor's new clothes playing itself out in real time. Everybody knew, but everyone was afraid to say, except for David Axelrod, for 2 years, that something was wrong here. And so, I was shocked. I love Joe Biden. I don't like him. I love him. I got a chance to work with him when I was a part of the Obama administration and loved him more every day. I was shocked to see his condition.
All right. That was Van Jones, yeah, who was Obama's green energy czar, if you remember from a little over a decade ago. Speaking of Jake Tapper and the book, you know, Tapper knew very well everything that was wrong with Joe Biden, but Tapper was part of the cover-up. That leads us to Jimmy Fallon, the late-night comedy show on Fox News on Saturday night, the former New York City cab driver, Jimmy Fallon. Here's what he had to say about Jake Tapper and more.
But the one thing I should tell you, this is important because we have some tourists in the crowd, is New York is a very liberal city, so the language here has changed a lot in the last 5 years. Like, even in slang terms, if you're out on the sidewalks, you're not allowed to call someone a lying bag of anymore. Not allowed to do it. You have to call them Jake Tapper. And, So Tapper put out his big book this week that claims to investigate the massive effort to cover up Joe Biden's cognitive decline. Yeah, and once Tapper finds out who lied about Biden, he's going to help OJ find the real killers. You know what I mean? Hey, come on, Tapper. You know what's bad when Jeffrey Toobin thinks you're giving us the shaft?
Oh, man. Let's see. A listener in Belgrade says 4 years of Weekend at Bernie's. That's what that was. Evan and Belt makes a great point here. You know, talking about how President Trump and others are expressing sympathy for Biden over this story about the cancer diagnosis. Evan says this, the human spirit always has compassion on a person who is going through a difficult time, except if you are Donald Trump. People on the left were wishing the shooter hadn't missed, even one here in Montana that you had talked with, if my memory serves me well. So now we are all supposed to be nice to the Biden crime family syndicate. Interesting. That was from Evan and Bill. Yeah, it was a lady in Hardin who said that. She came up. We had a little booth set up, and she seemed like a nice lady. You know, she was an old teachers union member, and but she was just so far left. She walked up to us, and she said, I'm one of those people who wishes the shooter hadn't missed. She actually said that to us, and we're like, wow. And it's just crazy how, you know, everyday people. Yeah, she was part of the radical left-wing teachers union, so you get a little radicalized there. You buy into the propaganda. But it's just like, wow, even your everyday on-the-street Democrats were saying things like they wished the shooter hadn't missed. It's crazy. Evan, thanks for the message. All right, we got phone lines open for you. Back right after this with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
On the economy, Reagan dropped the top marginal rates from 70 to 28%. And after a hiccup, because it took a couple of years for his plan to get implemented, in the first 2 years of his administration were inflationary, then it was like, you know, the sky's the limit. Revenues to government dropping taxes that dramatically doubled. At the time, believe it or not, it sounds like nothing, $500 billion to over $1 trillion. And it was the longest, at that time, period of peacetime economic growth in history. And it resulted in the creation of 21 million new jobs. And those policies still work today.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
We've got trade wars, inflation, skyrocketing national debt, and a potential recession looming. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Gold Co. With over 6,000 five-star customer reviews, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and the industry's highest buyback guarantee, Gold Co. is the preferred precious metals company of thousands of Americans. Right now, Gold Co. is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll continue to see lots of clouds and occasional sunshine from time to time as we head through our forecast. We'll also have areas of rain off and on. Temperatures remain unseasonably cool, but we do have a warm-up for the second half of the work week, bringing temperatures a little closer where they should be for this time of the year. Lots of clouds today with areas of rain, high of 53. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Opposition to wind power development in eastern Montana. That was the focus of Friday's Montana Talks. Plus, we had a great guest kick off the hour, Gordon Chang, the China expert who will be in Montana very soon. We got another big guest joining us for Monday's Montana Talks. Scott Jennings on CNN. Man, he's like a one-man band on CNN. He's incredible. That's why we're going to sneak him on Monday's Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a great series of news coming up for you in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. Here's just some of the headlines on the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet. Here's one of them, bringing back sawmills. This was a bill that made its way through the Montana State Legislature in the legislative session. So I hope that this bill will help rejuvenate and jumpstart these sawmills to get them back up and running again, especially now that we have the Trump administration back in charge. Another story here about Montana's porous northern border, and Congress considers mine expansion. This is a piece that was tucked into this budget reconciliation bill that would allow for the Signal Peak mine south of Roundup to keep up and running and to be able to expand into new coal seams. So that's some good news as well. We're going to get into that and more with Evelyn Pyburn. All right, here we go. Here is the Fox News report from over the weekend talking about the Biden-Her audio tapes that we just mentioned.
Newly leaked audio captures former President Biden struggling with his memory and slurring his words during a 2023 interview with special counsel Robert Hur. Rebecca Castor is here to take us through the tape. Hello, Rebecca.
Mike, hello. This transcript from the interview was released last year, but this is the first time we're actually able to hear Biden's answers. And the audio leaked to Axios is not helping Democrats who are still insisting Biden was not dealing with serious cognitive issues while in office. Listen to this moment where the former president struggled to remember when his son, Beau, died.
What was happening, though, when Beau died? May 3rd, 2015, he died. 2015.
I'm not sure the months are right. That's right, Mr. President.
And what's happened in the meantime is that and Trump gets elected in November of 2016. All right. So.
That's just one part of a six-hour interview that led special counsel Robert Hur not to prosecute Biden for mishandling classified documents because he's a, quote, well-meaning elderly man with poor memory. The White House kept the audio under wraps at the time, as Biden was not only still running for president, he was still running the country. And the House Oversight Committee is promising to find out if the latter is true and if executive orders signed with the auto pen are valid.
It clearly shows that he was in significant mental decline. It questions
who was actually making the decisions. We're going to bring everyone that we believe was involved in any role in the use of the auto pen. We're going to invite them to come in for a transcribed interview. If they want, then they will receive a subpoena and they will have a full-blown deposition.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that was a Fox News report over the weekend featuring some of that very devastating audio, which is why, of course, they concealed it and they covered it up and they kept it hidden from the American people. All right, just more one more piece of damning indictment evidence. Man, hey, I'll tell you what, getting rocking and rolling here on this Monday. It's already mid-morning for me, so I had my little mid-morning snack. I had these Ranch Dorados, not Doritos, Ranch Dorados. This is a product that I picked up at Billings Last Diet. These chips are really good. I love the ranch seasoning on these things. Here's what else I love. They're only 150 calories per bag. They're basically only 6 grams of net carbs, 15 grams of protein. So it's kind of like eating a protein bar, except for they taste like really good flavored chips with ranch seasoning on them. But they got like 4 or 5 different flavors of the seasonings of the protein chips. So tell you what, this is partly why Billings Last Diet is so successful in helping you, helping our listeners lose the weight and keep it off for life. Check them out, BillingsLastDiet.com, or give them a call right now, 294-6751, to get scheduled for your seminar.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Let's think outside the box for a minute about the future of transportation. 40,000 people die in vehicle crashes every year. Suppose we could cut that drastically. How? Driverless cars. Imagine for one moment a world where crashes were avoided. What would that mean? It would mean that we could have different kinds of vehicles. Smaller, lighter, more efficient, cheaper, more aerodynamic. We don't need airbags and huge bumpers. Lower fuel costs and lower insurance rates. The cheapest ones might be repaired the way we fix computers today, by replacing them with new ones. Lighter vehicles would call us less wear and tear on roads. We could use the same roads, garages, and parking lots we have today, but they could serve a lot more volume. Is this really so far-fetched? There are plenty of details to be worked out, like how we move things like freight and big families. Things like buses and commuter trains might become dinosaurs, but getting people to accept it might be easier than you think, especially if it costs a fraction of what we pay today. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.